This particular committee has gotten very contentious.
In what way?
The last time we met, the governor sent a representative that they refused to allow to speak. And for that reason, the Democrats were in attendance, walked out, and there's been some back and forth about whether or not we can invite our own speakers and what the parameters around that would have to be. It's just not a very open process. And it also, from the first meeting I went to, where they were very disrespectful to one of the speakers from the Brennan Center, it appeared obvious she was speaking about best practices with respect to states that appoint their judges. And they interrupted her continually. And the questions and comments they made it very clear to me that their agenda is, if they can get away with it, to have a system where the legislature appoints our judges. And I think that's about the worst way to do it.
So with the Democrats walking out of the last meeting when Donald Stevens wasn't allowed to speak, do you anticipate anything like that happening at the next meeting? Do you think that the Democrats will take part? And do you think it's beneficial for Democrats to sort of walk out and make this protest show of display? Or is it more beneficial to be at the meeting so that they know what's taking place, really?
Obviously, walking out has its downsides, but it was just so obvious that we were not going to be part of the process. And it was so disrespectful to the governor that we just felt we had to do something. We do plan on participating tomorrow. I am heading to Raleigh very early in the morning because it is important that we bear witness and let people know what's going on. But I think just like with legislative redistricting, where they went through the exercise of taking public comment and then ignored all of it, our ability to actually impact the process is limited. I think it's important that we nevertheless bear witness. I do think the public has a role to play. I have seen them be successful in the past. Early in session, when we reconvened for a special session, I have no doubt that they would have packed the Supreme Court had people not galvanized and come to Raleigh. There were over 300 people in the gallery that day, and they changed their mind about that. So, yes, it is frustrating that I have as little impact as I do, but I'm very hopeful that with the attention you're bringing and other organizations are bringing to what they're trying to do, and what they're trying to do is politicize our court. That's the bottom line. Both the House and the Senate are splitting Buncombe County into multiple electoral districts. There are at least three other counties that are just as big and have just as many, if not more, judges than we do. They, in fact, though, are Republican counties, and they are being left whole. So it's very clear to me this is nothing to do with good jurisprudence and everything to do with politics.
And, you know, there's so many different proposals out there, like redistricting, you know, possibly doing away with elections altogether. Do you have any sense from conversations you've had of what you're likely to hear tomorrow as far as direction that they may be going?
It's very hard to say because I think they're beginning to realize that because they need a constitutional amendment to go to appointed judges, that may be a bridge too far. I'm not sure we will see that all, though I think that's what they want to do. That's at least what the Senate wants to do. But short of that, I have no doubt that they will push for a redistricting of judges that makes no sense constitutionally and will only further politicize our court. There's been an awful lot of effort that's gone into that. I don't quite know how they're going to negotiate the differences between the Senate plan, which is three districts, and the House plan, which is two districts for Buncombe County. I'll find out tomorrow, hopefully.
And last question, do you think that that's going to come up in this session that convenes on the 10th?
Yes, I do, particularly if they decide to go to some kind of legislatively appointed judicial system, because that would involve a constitutional amendment, and we'd have to get that on the ballot in the primary. You know, they've already canceled the primaries to give them cover for doing this kind of thing in time for November election.
All right. Well, Senator Terry Van Dyne, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.